Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for doing this today in the car on the way back from Trenton. So I hope you're here all right. Two quick ticket questions, and you know those are going to be big questions here. Does Governor Cuomo's discussion today about vaccinated sections and 33%, does that supersede anything you've announced, or is that something you guys may look at to increase capacity here?
Yeah, obviously that just announced very recently by the governor, and talked a little bit to the Blue Jays today. It's something they're going to evaluate and figure out what's going to be best, and they'll be making those plans known pretty soon.
And the second question would be, the Blue Jays in recent years have gone to dynamic pricing based on opponents, days of the week. I mean, how do you envision tickets going here? Is it going to be dynamically priced? Is it going to be a straight sale? What is the plans in that area?
I think those, again, are all the things that the Jays are working on to be able to communicate to people as we get closer to the date that they're going to put the tickets on sale.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. We'll go to Heather Prusak next. Heather?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for doing this. Good to see you. Just want to ask just kind of a general overall feeling and excitement to have Major League Baseball back here in Buffalo, not only for the second summer, but also the fact that you guys can have fans in the stands this year.
Yeah, it's, you know, we were saying earlier today, it was 105 years between Major League Baseball games in Buffalo, and now we're going to have Major League Baseball in back-to-back seasons. So it is exciting. It's a culmination of, you know, months and months of discussions with our partners, the Blue Jays. I have to thank Mayor Brown, the City of Buffalo, County Executive Mark Poloncarz, and the county. This has really been a true team effort. To be able to pull off what we did last year with no fans was a Herculean effort. And obviously this year with fans, that there's other challenges and other guidelines. We obviously want to do this and be safe for everybody, for players and fans in our community. And it's a lot of coordination that takes place, but it is exciting. The one thing that was missing last year, for those of us who were fortunate to be at a game, were the fans. You know, there was a major league game going on, yet you looked around and there were no fans there. So this year, that will be different. I think that's going to be exciting for our fans. And like I said, it's not like this is something that happens too often. It's been over 100 years. So yeah, we're looking forward to again putting Buffalo in the best light, and continuing to work together with the Blue Jays to again have a successful time. They finished, I think, 17-9 last year, made the postseason playing in Buffalo, and we're hoping this is the beginning of another march towards the postseason for them.
And comparing kind of the position you guys were in last year, where it was sort of, you know, hurry up, get things together, but as you mentioned, you guys did pull it off with all of the accommodations you had to make to the ballpark and things like that to have the Blue Jays here. How does this experience compare to last season, where a lot of stuff is already done and still in place from when you went through this last summer?
Yeah, there's definitely more time, but a lot more work being done this year. You know, last year, most of the work was temporary. This time are permanent changes that are going to be great for the Blue Jays in the short term. They're going to be great for the City of Buffalo and the Bisons and the future Blue Jays, you know, for years to come. Today it's interesting. We're replacing the outfield turf, And we're still, 3 weeks away from playing. I think last year we replaced the infield turf about a week before the games are going to begin. So, yeah, that's an example of having a little bit more time. But the scope of work at the ballpark is much greater this year than last year, which is why, obviously, we made the decision to temporarily relocate the Bisons so that work could be done unencumbered and be ready for the Blue Jays.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Heather. Chris Pavadas, we'll go to you next. Chris.
Hey, Booch.
Chris.
Any particular challenges that the ballpark presents when it comes to distancing? Obviously, other major league parks are bigger, have more seats, so that's an obvious one. But any other ways that the ballpark presents that challenge in terms of keeping fans separated?
Well, for sure. You're right. I mean, we are one of the biggest ballparks in the minor leagues, but it is not a major league ballpark. You know, it is not, doesn't have the size and the breadth that those parks do have. So that's why we have spent a lot of time with the Blue Jays and the County Department of Health and the state to make sure that whatever plans we come up with, that it's safe, that people feel safe at the ballpark. And, you know, with the 6 foot distancing rule that is in effect, you know, you have to make those plans. And we have to think about things like people entering the ballpark being safe, leaving the ballpark being safe, getting to the concession stand safely. So those are all of the things that our partners in Toronto that we have talked about. And of course they have great insight from what a lot of the other major league teams are doing. So I think we presented that plan to the state and the city and the county, and everybody thought it was a great plan. And we'll just continue to monitor it as we go. And as guidelines change, we'll continue to make adjustments. But above all, we want everybody to feel safe that's at the ballpark.
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. Adam Unger, we'll go to you next.
Hey, Mike, just kind of expanding upon that, I'm curious how much you can elaborate on those changes, because I know last year, you know, batting cages were in the concourse, right? Where are those things going to get moved? And is that going to present any limitations, at least in the short term, on how many fans can come to these games in June?
No, really the plans, it was in the press release that the Jays sent out. The major projects are, like I said, replacing the outfield turf, moving the bullpens that used to be on the field out beyond the right center field fence. The batting cage facility is now built in just beyond right field, where our former grounds building used to be. So that won't obviously be in the concourse. And then all of the work that's being done to the player facilities, the clubhouses, the weight rooms, the training rooms, and all of the enhancements. And then lights too, very important part of, you remember the discussion last year, that was a major concern going in, but the lights have all been changed out to LEDs. And so, yeah, the goal this year was to make those changes so that if fans were going to be allowed, that we could safely do it for them and for the players.
Hey, Mike, Tank over here. Thanks for hopping on again. I know you talked about the lights and going into last season, I know that was kind of a challenge that you knew was going to be there. You know, obviously getting the field up to snuff, you know, having the lights installed were some things that kind of jumped out as being a little bit more obvious. In having, you know, last year you kind of went through this prep, the team went through the prep of getting this stadium ready. Were there any challenges that maybe you weren't expecting that you feel like you have a better kind of plan of attack for now? Because, you know, this is kind of similar to what you did last year, even though the scope is larger, you do have more time to sort of attack this.
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, this year is, you know, for a long time now, I think there's been, in a way, there's more scenarios this year than there was last year, right? I mean, we got word that the minor league season was going to be postponed. We knew the Bisons weren't going to be playing. Then we got word that the Blue Jays were coming to play and they were going to be here for the entire season with no fans. So we kind of knew the parameters. This year, it's been so fluid with would fans be allowed? How many will be allowed? Will the Blue Jays come? When will they come? You know, so there's still so much uncertainty, and it's a reminder, I guess, that, you know, we're still in the midst of a pandemic, and we're going to, like I had said, do everything we can to do this as safely as possible. There were some learnings from last year, but I just think with the nature of these changes being more permanent, just a little bit different kind of work.
Thanks, Ted. John Worrell, we'll go to you next, John.
Hey, Mike. John Worrell with the AP. How much do you think there, I mean, the initial hesitancy about the Blue Jays coming to Buffalo last year, how much do you think what you guys did and proved to yourselves, how much do you think that really smoothed things out for them to accept Buffalo as a place that they wanted to come to this year?
I would like to think that it was. I think it was very successful last year. Obviously, the team had success. You know, I said this last year too, John. There, you know, when the Blue Jays were making the decision last year, who could ever fault Major League players for wanting to look at the options of playing in a Major League ballpark? You know, as I said, our park it's big, it's very nice AAA ballpark, but it's not a Major League ballpark. And so when the decision was finally made to play here, I think the Bisons and the Blue Jays staff just did a great job. We'd be here for an hour talking about all the little things the Blue Jays did for their players, for the visiting players, to make it comfortable, to make it the best possible space it could be. Heck, the temporary visiting clubhouse last year that was in Buffalo was bigger than any visiting clubhouse in any Major League ballpark. It was probably the safest place for any team to be. So a lot went into it. And again, a lot went into it this year, but yeah, hopefully the success last year and the way it worked was one of the reasons why the Jays wanted to consider coming back to Buffalo.
And just as a follow-up, at the expense of the Bisons, what benefits do you and Rich and Buffalo get from hosting a major league team such as Toronto, this year? What do you get? What are the benefits, I guess?
Well, I guess up until this year, last year I would have said it was a once in a lifetime. Now I guess it's twice in a lifetime that Major League Baseball played here. But I really think, John, you know, the landscape has changed between Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. There's a whole new agreement in place. There's a whole new governance process that is in place. And you know, one of the big things for all minor league teams throughout the country is there's now new facility standards. And you have to meet these standards in the next couple of years. Otherwise, you will not be able to keep your license as a minor league team. So the long-term benefit here or those permanent changes that we're making are going to put us above what those standards are. We're going to have probably the nicest minor league clubhouse and batting cages in the nation. And so what that's going to do, it's going to ensure that we are going to have a great ballpark for the next 10 years. We're going to be compliant with the new measures, and we'll be able to continue to run a successful AAA team.
Thanks.
Thanks, John. Dave McKinley, you're next, Dave.
Good afternoon. Just to follow up to Mike's earlier question, he had asked about dome pricing or variant day pricing. Do we have any idea what tickets will cost? That's my first question.
Not yet. That is something that the Blue Jays are still working on, you know, but obviously they'll be communicated. Everyone will know what they are as tickets go on sale on the date that's listed on the press release. So again, this is something where the Bisons are here to support the Blue Jays, but quite, you know, decisions on ticketing and many of the decisions are going to be made by the Blue Jays in accordance with what they need, in accordance with Major League Baseball, but all keeping in mind that, again, that we need to do this safely.
If you don't mind as well, in the what was sent out earlier today, it advised, among other things, that to attend, fans ages 3 years and over must present government-issued ID, and then whether they're vaccinated or you have to have a test for your kid because your kid can't get vaccinated, at least at this point. But I mean, can you shed any light for parents about this government issued ID? Because most people don't have that for 3-year-olds.
Yeah, Dave, that would be something we will have to look into to see what form of ID would be acceptable for children. Obviously for adults, it's driver's license and vaccination cards and proof of vaccination or proof of a negative test. But what we do will be consistent throughout what New York State is doing and what, in a lot of ways, what the Mets and Yankees have been doing. So, but that, I don't know the answer to the question about the younger people with the government issued ID.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Dave. We'll go back to Mike Harrington. Mike?
Mike, the announcement obviously takes us through July 4th, but as you said, there's a lot of uncertainty here. How do you envision this is going to work? Is it going to be on a month-by-month announcement basis early in July? You're going to find out if they're staying in July, or how do you envision this going?
I think it'll just be constant communication with the Blue Jays and working closely with them on the situation in Canada. And I think most teams, it's not just the Blue Jays, most teams are only putting set tickets on sale for short periods of time, just because we don't know what the rules are going to be a month from now or 2 months from now. And that goes for minor league teams and everybody that has multiple events. But we're obviously going to be working hand in hand with the Jays and be in communication. And if that decision is made that they can get back to Toronto, then we'll work together on that and then on bringing the Bisons back from Trenton.
And just one other thing. I know the answer to this from other cities, but I think it's important for you to say it for the record. There are not going to be, I'm correct in saying, all tickets are mobile. There are not going to be any tickets available at Salem Field. You're going to have to order online and use mobile access to get into the ballpark, right?
That is correct, right. The box office will not be a place where you can come and purchase hard tickets. Everything will be done mobile in an effort to, again, do this as safely as we can.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. We'll go to Shai Davidi now. Shai?
Hey, Mike. Shai Davidi from Sportsnet. Thanks for the time. Appreciate this. Just looking at this from a distance, I mean, this is a spectacular accommodation for the parent club. I mean, you guys are uprooting your entire business, your entire operation, running it out of Trenton. I'm just wondering, what were some of the considerations there in terms of, you mentioned some of the benefits, but potential risks to the business longer term? And, how did you evaluate that when considering this?
For sure. You do look at, obviously the Bison didn't play at all last year. And now we're starting the season in Trenton. You know, when we began these discussions, Shai, there was still so much uncertainty. The minor league season, as you know, ended up getting delayed a month. I always remind people that there's no guarantees with any of these seasons. You never know what's going to happen. And I said this on a Zoom call a couple of weeks ago. Bob and Mindy Rich, the owners of our team, have always prided themselves in being the best possible partner they can for our parent teams and for Major League Baseball. When you're hired here, the first thing the Riches tell you is you are a steward of the game. It's your job to make sure that this game flourishes for a long time in Buffalo, and we need to be gatekeepers for baseball. And so, yeah, there's some short-term, angst. But I think in the long term, this will be a great experience for fans to be able to actually see a major league game in Buffalo. And then those long-term benefits of the leave behinds, of the permanent changes that will be at our ballpark will position us, put us in a great position to be successful for years to come.
And just on an operational standpoint, is much of your staff, part of your staff in Trenton? Will any of your various employees be part of what the Blue Jays do here?
Yeah, we're going to work with the Jays. I know they'll have. We had a lot of support from them last year, and that'll be the case again. We just have one person right now that's in Trenton. I imagine we'll make some trips back and forth there. Rich Baseball also owns two other teams. We own the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and we own the West Virginia Black Bears. So we'll be plenty busy in Trenton and Buffalo and West Virginia and Arkansas. So it'll be a little bit of a chaotic summer for us.
All right. Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thanks, Shai.
Thanks, Shai. We'll go back to Heather Prusak for another question. Heather?
Hey, Mike, you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier about, how you understood why major league players would, maybe the hesitation of playing in a minor league ballpark. But so far, it seems like between the staff and players that you've talked to that have played at Salem Field with the Blue Jays, they've just absolutely raved about the accommodations and, what you guys were able to do to the ballpark to make it as major league as possible. Just what does that say about what you guys have been able to do? And what does that mean to you when you hear the actual team, the actual players talk about things like that, how comfortable they are?
Yeah. It is gratifying. I've always said, you can have the nicest, newest ballpark in the land, but if you don't have good people that are working for the team and working alongside the players and making things comfortable for your fans, you know, that's gonna wear off pretty quickly. I think one of the things we prided ourselves in for since the ballpark's been open 30 plus years is making this the best possible place it can be, whether that's for the Bisons or now the adjustments that are being made for the Blue Jays. But again, I can't tell you all of the things behind the scenes that the Blue Jays staff did for players. And I'd like to think we played a small role with that too. And we will continue to do everything we can. We would love nothing more than to see the Blue Jays march on to the postseason again. And if all the cards are, you know, on the table and they get a chance to win a World Series and have spent part of their time or all of their time in Buffalo, boy, that would be a story for a lifetime.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Mike, just one last quick one from me. Is there a pre-sale option for past buys and season ticket holders prior to the tickets going on sale to the general public next Thursday?
Yeah, right after, or simultaneously, I guess, as the press release went out, we notified all of our season ticket holders of how they would have availability to purchase tickets by being a season ticket holder. So, yes, they did receive that today, and they will have options to pre-purchase.
And does that start, when does that start?
Brad, you might have to help me out with that. Chris, I don't know the exact answer to it, but I think it might be a day or so before the tickets go on sale to the general public.
Okay, thanks.
Dave McKinley, back to you for a follow-up.
You know what I asked the follows there, this Cuomo thing, you know, this new announcement, are you saying, Mike, that you're just going to have to take some time to digest what he said and see what it means for you? Because the 24%, even though it was 30% for other things, I guess that all had to do with how many people you could fit in and space them 6 feet apart.
Exactly, Dave. The six foot guidance, that's as much as we can get into the ballpark, is about 24% capacity. So even if he would have raised it to a higher number with the 6 foot distancing in place, that's about what we could get. So yeah, the Blue Jays will be evaluating now what the governor had talked about today and make a decision on what's best going forward.
Very well, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!